What's up, everybody? This is The Full Assault. It is January 4th, 2009. Almost said 2008 there. Yeah, it's the new year. We are back from a long-needed break. I am joined by a guest today, all the way from Istanbul, Turkey. Please give it up for Unbeatable 61591. What's up, Unbeatable?
I like that.
Okay, I don't know what the fuck he's saying. So, we got a lot to cover today. What's...
Nintendo Wii internet news. Yeah!
Shut the fuck up. Alright, so, we got a lot to talk about today. I want to recant a statement I made on Fallout 3 the other day. Well, not the other day, the other week, about how I thought it was going to be a good game, and then I sat down for a while, I played the game, and there was so many glitches in it, it was, oh my god, it fucking sucked. Bethesda deserves to fucking blow up or something, I don't know, they giving blowjobs. So, you know, I'll get to that, I know there's a lot of people. And there's actually a website full of Fallout 3 bugs demanding they get fixed. We also have some PS3 news to go over, obviously. Oh, shit. Not just PS3 news, I should say. Gaming news in general. Not really a lot out of Microsoft, though. Although, there was some breaking news that I wanted to get to you about the Zune. How it crashed on December 31st, 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Most of the 30 gigabyte models, I'm not going to say all, it hasn't been exactly counted, or they haven't figured out how many were, you know, have crashed, and they don't know what they're going to do. If Microsoft doesn't fix the problem, they're looking at a lawsuit from a lot of angry people. Again, this is just why I don't buy Microsoft products. I don't know. Gamer, you don't have a Zune, right?
Dude, actually, Apple.
Do you want to speak a little louder there? No, I don't think.
With, I don't know. What? The original? The one that actually might be the shit?
Just one more time. You might need to speak a little clearer into this mic.
Well, as I was saying.
That's much better. So, anyway. So, I mean, I got nothing personal against Microsoft, but every device Microsoft seems to make... Yeah, I think Unbeatable has actually stood outside Microsoft Studios with pitchforks and just camped outside demanding Bill Gates be killed. But
I tried to use a sawed-off shotgun once. Didn't work.
Oh, didn't work.
Yeah, Bill Gates can, like, revive himself back to life.
He's got enough money. But, I mean, all their devices suck. Seriously, like, they break. Well, Xbox is a good system. It's just, well, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good system.
The ring of death. No. I'm going to say it's a good, like, they work good, but they're terrible. Like, they can't fucking, the reliability of every fucking piece of shit they make is terrible.
They work good, but they're terrible. That makes complete sense.
Whatever, fuck you. He's a little cranky today, I guess, in Istanbul. It's 1 a.m. there or something like that, I'm not really sure.
You know what? How about you go fuck yourself?
Alright.
It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh. And you fucking made me do this by bed. You have no light! You gotta get me up at 1 in the afternoon! I could be sleeping in!
Okay. By the way, guys, I want to say that thanks to the donations we have received from so many people. Yo, my mom gave me some money, okay? No, but we have opened a new studio. Yay. Yeah, we'll go with that. I believe they no.
When will I actually be like? I'm in fucking Istanbul, Turkey. I was in what fucking like some Alaska fucking city yet like the other week. Like, when am I coming back to the like? I don't know, a real United State. Like,
yeah, I can send you to the a United Territory. I can send you to the Dominican Republic.
Okay, you get me some Dominican bitches, and you know, we might have some deal.
Anyway, so thanks to the donation. Shut the fuck up. Thanks to the donations we have received, we have now opened our Tasty Cake Studios. So, yes.
That is from the Grand Theft Auto series, just to let you know.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's right. That was the fucking... That was in Vice City. I'm thinking about the ice
cream. No, it's not.
No, I'm thinking about the ice cream. You know when you're like...
Okay, anyway. So thank you for all the people that are listening. That is donation enough. I mean, I've been getting people that have been messaging me and... talking to me and saying that they have. No, I've actually been getting some comments back, and they've all been generally good. Okay, whatever, fuck you. I've been getting some comments back, and I'm serious when I say this, so thank you to all those people commenting me back, and just keep anything you got to say coming.
Yeah, Miss Ramos, keep messaging him.
As you see, this is what we do for the first 10 minutes until we actually get to some news, I guess.
Yeah, we're just screwing around.
We did get to talk about the Zune, though, so we did get something accomplished, well, breaking news accomplished, anyway.
So, was that, like, a 2K thing? Like, what the fuck was that?
Oh, you know what? They're calling it something. It's not the Y... They're not calling it Y2K, but they're calling it something different. I don't know. I don't remember what the fuck they called it. But they're going to have a name for when the Xbox 360s crash all at the same time. So then they all have to buy the Xbox 720s.
Dude, Xbox, it's a decent system. But, like, I know so many people that have problems with it.
Yeah, like, people like, yo, your PS3 sucks. And I was like, dude, how many 360s have you had? And that's when they shut the fuck up. So,
no, it's funny. It's, on this gaming website, GameBattles.com, they're like, 360 gamers are part of the PS3. I'm like, how the fuck can you compare that? Honestly, who gives a fuck? Like, is your main goal in life to masturbate in video games? Like, are you serious? Like, I would have to, like, buy a reliable. I've actually heard people telling me that that's why they bought the system. Have you heard that?
No, because you cut off every other word here, dude.
Oh, because you're an asshole.
No, dude, I think the satellite signal from Istanbul isn't really coming in clear enough.
Let me just pull a router out, ass.
It comes in clear when you talk, like, deep into your mic, or you, like, talk louder or something, like, you're too far
like
away.
This?
Yeah, perfect.
Well, you know, like, for example, dude, it's like, on GameBattles.com, like, dude, people actually say they buy a Xbox 360 just because there's better gamers on that. Like, dude, you can't buy a system just because, like, competition. Like, are you that much of a nerd where you masturbate and you play fucking 360 all day? Like, dude, you want a system that's going to last you long. Like, I've had no problems with my PS3 at all. It's like, I know there's been people, I know actually of no people, like, I've heard on forums, like there's, like, occasionally... It's very rare to find a guy have a problem with his PS3, but, like, with a 360, it's like, well, yeah, I'm on my, like, 20th one now. That's why I just don't like the 360 brand. And the 720 like, if they make it soon, it's not going to be that much of a difference with, it's probably going to be the same as PS3, and then PS3 will make PS4, which will gap over PS, 720. It's just, I don't know, just the whole Microsoft sucks, I'm sorry. Like, fucking Zune, that shit sucks. That's funny, though. I'm going to laugh. I hope everyone that has Xbox fucking gets diabetes. So, go fuck yourself.
Okay, well, when I said I wasn't a fanboy, I wasn't speaking for all the guests we have on the show.
Yes, well, see, I have a split personality today because I hate Xbox people today. I'm not in the mood. I've been quietly upset with my Xbox.
We have actually been targeting many people. By the way, Lamo had added me as a friend. Thanks, asshole, for telling him. No, yo, Lamo listens to this, so much love. But, I mean, you know, I don't have any problems with game battles per se, but people get way too into it. It's like you have people.
Yo, I'm outing you. You're a scrub. You're a scrub. Fuck you, you scrub.
Yeah. So I mean, like, there are people that literally quit clans after one loss and start new ones just to stay undefeated. It's pathetic what the motherfuckers will do.
People who do not know GameBattles.com, I'm going to, you know, share my experiences with you. This is the calm response to the team after they lose.
Yeah, you should probably speak into the mic again. We're having that problem. I don't know, maybe you should go up to the roof and hold a wire up on the top of the mud hut you're living at right now.
Acting up now?
Yo, you got, like, you gotta talk deep into it, like, you're just, like, every other word. Sure, whatever, that's good.
Alright, yo, is this good now?
Yeah, that's good.
GameBattles.com, it's a great, like, website to, like, just make a team and have fun with it. It's just people take it too seriously, and it's kind of sad, and it's just today's society that people actually take video gaming that seriously. I'm sorry. Like, it's called going outside and getting fresh air. You know those, Go Play commercials? Yeah, they make that because of you, you fat fucking pieces of shit. Get outside! Get exercise! Fuck.
This isn't your show. I don't believe this is your show at all.
You're right. I'm sorry. I mean, malicious show. The full assault show, yo. Full assault show. I don't mean to offend his viewers, but, like, I'm just saying, if there's any game battle players out there, that's fine. It's just, like, don't be so obsessed with it. It's called getting a degree and actually doing something with your life. But let's get back to gaming news.
I don't believe we ever started the gaming news. But
actually, we kind of did for a second, and then I went on a rant.
No, I was just delivering breaking news. That's different than gaming news, I'm pretty sure.
Right? Go fuck yourself. You know, why do you gotta one-up me every time?
Because this is my show, and I have the power to...
This is my show. I'm Andy.
And also, we don't call it the Full Assault Show anymore due to, Tasty Cake buying us out. We are now the Tasty Cake Show. So.
Yo, Tasty Cake. Okay, the Tasty Cake Show.
Yay, yay, you're a Tasty Cake.
Yo, I don't want to be called Unbeatable anymore. I want to be called, Afro Ninja. That's what I want.
Okay. Do you want to actually get to some gaming news now?
But did you hear that, like, fucking PS3, surprisingly, internet is used more than the Wii. Are you surprised by that?
Am I supposed to be? No, I'm not surprised. Who uses the Wii's online anyway? The Wii online is garbage. People that use the Wii online need to kill themselves. And...
Dude, I don't think that's very appropriate for you Wii viewers out there.
We don't have any Wii viewers.
You wasted your time buying a fucking Wii. And I swear, if you were listening to the second, whatever the fuck, the third podcast, learn up, buy a fucking 360 or PS3. Preferably a PS3, because 360 is probably going to break on you in a month. But Jesus Christ, dude, get something that's actually good. My God. I have a friend who has a Wii, and I don't even talk to him anymore. I was like, you know what? You're not worth my time now. Go fuck yourself. He also had something to do with, like, that, like, I slept with his girlfriend.
Okay, so, anyway, about that. Yeah, I'm not really surprised. There's also some other things. Everyone who pre-ordered Killzone 2 from GameStop, the fucking worst place you can pre-order a game. And if you pre-ordered a game and you have a demo, I'm gonna hunt you down and slaughter your family. But, if you pre-ordered Killzone 2 from GameStop, you get a demo January 5th. So knock yourselves out, literally, and have fun with the demo. I don't know what the fuck the demo is supposed to be for. Like, why don't
GameStop, horrible. That is, like, one of the worst gaming stores. Like, I would rather buy my shit from Walmart.
No, did you... You know what? No, I might put, I might put the link in the description, and I might send you the video. There was actually a disgruntled employee who has millions of hits, and he worked at GameStop, and now he makes, like, these YouTube videos just cutting down GameStop every which way. It was so fucking funny. Oh, my God. I was laughing my ass off. You have to watch it. It's some of the best... and funniest thing I've ever seen, but it's also true. GameStop really does tell their employees they have to sell used copies so they make more money. They lose money by selling new copies. They make a shitload of money by selling used copies. So it would only make sense, but you actually get judged on how many used copies you sell each month at GameStop, and if you don't sell enough, they eventually will fire you. So, don't work at GameStop. Period. What? What are you doing? Where are you?
Well, I'm currently in the convention right now. So like,
dude, there is no...
There's a lot of yelling. I'm on the move right now, so...
Yo, dude, there is no convention. You're in the Middle East. What are you...
Dude. Istanbul, Turkey, dude. That's the fucking largest city, most populated city of Turkey, dude. It's not in the Middle East, you dumb fuck. It is in the Middle East, but like I'm saying, there's stuff around it. There's like stores and shit.
All right, it doesn't really matter now. Okay.
Hello. This guy nope. Was playing my game. See, he's curious about what new games are out there. What new games are out there?
What? Anyway, so, we were doing a head-to-head competition here, on the, before the show, I should say. Before the show. We were deciding what year was better for gaming, 2007 or 2008, obviously 2008. But then we're trying to decide 2008 or 2009. 2009 is looking to be a good year. You got God of War 3, Killzone 2, Uncharted 2, Halo. I know I'm missing some. There's a shitload of Gran Turismo 5. The actual game may come out. They're saying probably by December. So, good news there. Do you know any games I've missed?
Well, not really. There's not really any more.
No, you know what?
But the thing is, you gotta think that half of these games are gonna fucking fall through. Like, you remember, like, Fallout 3 was supposed to be a great game, and honestly, so I know some people, like you said, it's not that good.
Well, it wasn't that it wasn't good, it was just the glitches. There were so many, like, it's just Bethesda can't make a video.
It didn't live up to its expectation, that's what I'm saying.
Like, real. Although, but there are some games, like, Uncharted 2 is gonna definitely, God of War 3, completely. I can't speak for too many other games out there right now. Killzone 2 is said to be a great game, but God, so was Halo. Here we go. What the fuck? But, so, I don't know. You know what else they're considering a game? I was looking up this on Microsoft's website. They actually consider downloadable content for GTA, The Lost and the Damned, to be a full game. It's bullshit that's considered a full game. They just do that just so they can try to say, look how many big titles we had this year. And, you know, I'm seeing through their shit. They only have Halo. Don't count Lost and Damned as downloadable, as anything more than downloadable content. And truthfully, who has the game anyway anymore at this point? Like, Gears of War 2 came out. If you're still playing Grand Theft Auto, like, seriously? Like, if you're still sitting there playing Grand Theft Auto for hours upon hours, you should definitely kill yourself.
Or just go shoot up a place and blame it on the game.
Oh, you know what? That's a great idea, and we did not give you the game. We definitely don't consent to doing that, but if anyone out there decides to do that, hey, I'm all ears. You're the one bullshitting around. What else? What else do we got here? Is there any more gaming news that did we miss?
Really, dude, there's been minor things on I looked on websites the cluster of PS3s that solved
the black hole.
No, it also solved something else now.
Oh yeah, it solved it found an internet security thing. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't think it was that worthy. Although they've been doing some pretty cool things with the PS3. I mean, first.
And you notice how it's not an Xbox. they didn't want the Ring of Death. They're midway.
that just shows how much power the PS3 has. Is it can be used when they say supercomputer? It really is a supercomputer. I mean, it can be used to play games, watch movies, but then it can be used to solve problems like cancer with their folding at home. You know, the frequencies and sound waves of what a black hole is like at the end of it when it's finished. And then, they found a security breach in the internet, which is amazing because the PS3's browser is not that good. But it found something wrong with the internet. It's amazing.
Well, what else is, whatever. Honestly, there's not that much out there.
When I want a God of War theme, I don't know if it's the official PlayStation, like Sony, like officially promotes it or whatever, but there is like some website that does make themes, and apparently it's supposed to be official, so there is that going around.
There's also Uncharted theme, isn't there, or no? If they're probably doing a God of War, they're probably going to Uncharted soon. Not now, but
I'm just saying so. Probably. So, hey, by the way, were you there in home when they were doing their 2009 party?
I actually have a life. I actually went out that night, no.
Dude, come on, you didn't go to home? I was totally there. I don't even have the game anymore. I deleted it.
I still have it on my system. What's the point?
Oh, here's something we missed. Sony is going to probably release a white PlayStation 3.
What is that, like some racist shit? Like,
no, gamer, there's no racist shit going on there. It looks cool though. It looks pretty cool. But I mean, seriously, if you want a white PS3, you know you can just get it custom made anywhere that you want, right? So,
yeah, you can just.
I mean,
skin.
I mean, so.
You can put like Boston Red Sox logos on it and shit.
I mean, so.
Whatever you want.
Okay, let's not do that. So. There's actually a company in the UK. It's called Ernest and Young, and they are actually. And they are actually holding financial conferences through home. This is a real deal.
Yo, that's fucking safe, right? Like, some guy just randomly breaks into your area. Hey, what you talking about?
Well, it's safe. Well, they don't have any problems with it. What the?
You know, dude, they should have a Harlem version of home, and just like everyone just breaking into shit.
Yo, oh, I'm reading the list of companies that are trying to do this, and actually Microsoft and Merrill Lynch are two other companies. Merrill Lynch, I'm shocked. But Microsoft, what the fuck? Why are you on the PS3? That's desperate, if you ask me. Why don't you use your Xbox experience? Oh, wait, you can't. Because you can't do anything with the goddamn guy. You can play Gears of War 2 while you're having the conference. Nothing says, let's talk about business like killing some aliens. That's what I would do. So, I can understand why Microsoft would be that desperate to go to home for a business meeting.
Well, it's kind of sad when they're going to PS3. I think they're just realizing that the Xbox is inferior. And Bill Gates shall die. He
shall die. Some other news is a free Avatar clothes are now available for your Xbox experience.
Yo, like, dude, we're talking to, like, video gamers who probably could give a fuck less about that. And if you do give a fuck, you're a fucking little queer and stop listening right now.
Sorry. You're very negative today. I mean, before the show started, you guys actually didn't hear, but, I told him that my friend got into ITT Tech, and he was like, "Oh, great! What did he have to do? Open the door?" And I was like, "Come on, man! You just don't let me have anything today, do you?" I was really disgusted by that comment, and it makes me kind of sad.
Yo, dude! No! You know what's even worse? Is when you get into DeVry, it's like, I got into DeVry! What you have to do?
Oh.
Send an application and wait? Like, are you serious?
No, you know what's funny? Is the people that think they didn't get accepted. It's like, dude, I'm waiting for my mail from DeVry. I hope I got in. You hope you got in? What, did you kill 20 people? That's the only way they don't let you in their place. But whatever. Alright.
So, you know, all you gamers, though, that's fine if you want to go to DeVry, if you have no future, but, you know, have fun.
That pretty much ends our gaming news and, pretty much our podcast. We're 28 minutes into this, if you can believe that, gamer. So,
complete 20 minutes of wasted bullshit.
No, we got some news done. We got news done.
No, I'm just playing. We're all goofing around today. We're a little giddy because school's coming back, and I'm so excited.
Alright,
By the way, go Eagles. The Robosexuals lost. I was quite happy.
Oh yeah, they did, man, they did. Did you see the, well, you don't live in Philly, you're in Istanbul, but did the Istanbul Times have, anything about the Eagles?
Yeah, well, I actually saw it on DirecTV, because, you know, in Istanbul, they sell nothing but shit. That's why there's only 360s and DirecTV and Comcast over here. It's just
Comcast.
Shit, dude. It's complete shit. So, you know, I don't stoop to the level of a 360. I got my PS3 mailed in. But anyways, yes, the Eagles raped the Cowboys. It was just pathetic. Quite pathetic.
Indeed.
I think a high school JV team could fucking do better than the Cowboys did. That looked fucking pathetic. How about we get some high school, you know?
Okay, everyone. So, we all heard his voice crack in the middle of his conversation. Yeah, okay. So, I think we're done here today. I wanted to... thanks for listening in on the podcast. And if you guys want, I don't know if we if iTunes accepted us in or not. They don't like drug dealers and gangbangers on there, so we might not have gotten in. So thanks for listening. If anyone wants to hit me up, my PSN ID is on my homepage. And that's pretty much it. The Full Assault, Unbeatable. Do you want to say anything before you leave? Okay, I cut him off in the middle of it. Thanks everybody for listening. And that's it for today. All right.
I never quit, I never give up. I'd hate to have me as my own enemy, because trust. Music is not competition. Music is not repetition. Music is love. Love for the masses. Love for all classes. Love conquers all. Love accepts all. Love respects all. Love dares to dream. A love supreme. A love supreme. Soldier of fortune. Open your cookie. Unfold the paper. Stop looky looky. Take an order. Then march to the kitchen. Food for the masses. That's the new mission. Salam shalom. Shalom salam. The one sound louder than a bomb. The whole world sings this song. Check it. Love fortified. This track is love amplified. This track combats genocide. 7-inch jam making 45. Take a trip, Gaza Strip, Addis Ababa, flip. I rock black scorpions and a shout out to Ethiopians. Shout rings high, everybody gonna run. One woman cry for the loss of a son. Hold it high, everybody, everyone. All roads lead to the love of the one. Don't you forget why you came to the dance. Another better chance. Don't you forget why you came to the dance. The drums and bass are the king of the dance. Ha 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 ha. Dig a shoo. Everybody on the move. Everybody let's move. Everybody on the move. Everybody let's move. Oh yes. And you don't stop. And you don't quit. Come on, come on. Lottery, I give all.